Vegas on the radio with Jay Fierce Rodriguez. It probably works better if we turn the microphone on, or if I turn on the microphone. My bad. And then, of course, I'm here locking Robert out of the station. I'm totally so sorry about that. That was not intentional, I promise. That was an accident, mere accident.
Well, if anybody heard thumping coming over their speakers, that's what it was. I was knocking on the front door.
As he was walking in the studio when I was doing the Case You Missed It in 2 minutes or less. But Robert from Fernley Reporter is here to talk about anything and everything Fernley related. Excuse me. And then we were talking last week about Fernley Elementary School, Lyon County School District. And this morning at the ambassadors meeting, Mayor Roy mentioned that it's going to be discussed even further next Wednesday at city council meeting, and we'll know more about what's going to happen after that, right?
Yeah, there will be a lot more then, too, not just about the parking lot, but about Hardy Lane itself, maybe get a little bit of information about what kind of time frame they might be on, because that's been, I don't know, what, 4 years, 6 years in the making that that road's just been deteriorating, and it's the worst road in town, and if people everywhere you go ask, when are they going to fix Hardy Lane? And maybe we'll start to get some answers next week.
Well, yeah, and so that's one of the biggest topics going on around town right now. And so we're definitely trying to get as much information as we possibly can, as well as hopefully get some results as well. I mean, 6 years in the making, you know.
Part of that is because they have to get permits from MnDOT and the Bureau of Reclamation.
There's so many
and the
agencies.
Irrigation district, yep. And there's easements there. And every time they've had one agreement worked out, then they have to go and adjust something with a different agreement. And it's been a long process. The city came, and it was actually been about 4 years since the city approached the school district and said, let's do this jointly. And so maybe they're going to get somewhere now.
Well, we'll keep our fingers crossed and hope that it's all for the best as well. And, of course, if you want to follow up any information on these topics, you're welcome to visit friendlyreporter.com on his website and check that out as well. So what else is going on?
Well, first of all, congratulations are in order for you. You had a terrific turnout here for your grand opening. I'm sure you've talked about it on the air before, but just wanted to tip my hat to you for a great event last Thursday. And I don't know how many people were here, 50, 60 people. And
There was at least 45, 50 people. My wife was telling me, because she was here, and she was telling me I talked to at least 45 people. She was, you know, making sure she got a chance to talk to everybody. I tried to talk to everybody, but I know I was also, it was wrapping up my radio show here, and I had an interview with Mayor Roy, which is going to be rebroadcasted this week here on the station. And it was a huge success, so I want to say thank you to everyone who came down here for our ribbon cutting ceremony, all those involved in helping out as well. I know the Natchez family was also helping out. Subway provided the food, Coca-Cola, of course, with our sponsored studio, Robert with Fernley Reporter, and Joseph Mano for taking pictures and putting that up on your website as well. And let's see here, the Fernley Chamber of Commerce as well. It was just a huge event, very successful. Like you said, a lot of people were definitely here. And, of course, that did not help with our air conditioning, because our air conditioning, you know, all of these bodies bring that heat. And just, you know, the air conditioning is battling all the bodies here. But I'm not going to complain on how many people were here. So it was awesome, very successful. And if you want to see the story, go to FernleyReporter.com. We've also posted up on our Facebook page, Big Thunder Radio, and all of the Fernley pages that we can possibly post it on that allow us to post what happened and your story, the link to your story on your website. So
congratulations
to you.
A great event. Yes.
Thank you. Lots more to come, you guys. I can't spoil it. I'm going to knock on wood, but lots more to come with Biggest Little Radio. It's just the beginning of what's to come here in Fernley with our radio station, with your radio station. So that's all I can say.
Looking forward to hearing some of that and being part of it.
Oh, yeah, you will. Definitely will. So thank you very much for that. Appreciate it. And, again, thank you to everyone who came out to our ribbon-cutting ceremony. What else is going on? I saw that you were at the Art Town in Reno.
Good job. That was Joseph. But, okay. There was a Fernley band that was playing at the Arboretum, and some artists there demonstrating different things that they do with painting, building things out of copper, just all sorts of things. So he got some really interesting photos and a couple of good interviews out of that.
Yeah, I saw that. It was pretty cool. So I'm really excited about that. And, we just discussed off the mic, I'm going to leave for probably when I return from vacation to officially announce, but it's regarding our new dealership out here in Fernley. So we'll discuss that at a later time. What else you got going on, Robert?
Well, one of the things I have coming up that I hope people enjoy, I'm working on a feature story about a woman that lives here in Fernley that escaped from Estonia during World War II when she was 9 years old, her and her mother and baby sister, and just all the travails that they went through, being in concentration camps in Germany, and finally making their way to the United States in 1951, and then making a life here. And so I've been working on that story for a long time, and it's been fascinating for me doing a lot of research. I spent a lot of time researching Eastern Europe, World War II, and all the conflict between Germany and Russia, because that's how Estonia is one of the Baltic states there that were property of Russia when there was a pact between Germany and Poland before World War II, and then part of what they were fighting over when we got involved. And so just a really, really fascinating story that this lady has, and I'm spending some time working on the story trying to do it right, but it's just really a fascinating story, and I hope when I'm done that people will enjoy reading
that. Wow, this is an exclusive, ladies and gentlemen. This is an exclusive from Robert and the Fernley Reporter in the making, so we cannot wait. Well, thanks for giving the heads up on that. Now, do you have an idea of when you'll be publishing this story?
I'm hoping to have that. I've been working on it for about 3 weeks, probably, and I've spent a lot of time researching and interviewed the lady, and now I'm just putting the pieces all together, and so the writing process is actually faster than the gathering all the information process. So I'm hoping that I can finish that this week.
Well, kudos to you on that, and good luck. We can't wait to see it, and I'm pretty sure all the readers will be fascinated as well by this story. And is there going to be... What kind of emotions do you anticipate the readers are going to be going through when they finally get to read the story?
Well, it's just it's really a heart-wrenching story, but it's uplifting at the same time. You know, this is a person that, like I said, as a child, nine years old with a baby sister and her mother, and father was off fighting the war, and here they are hiding from soldiers in the woods. And end up going to concentration camps for several years, 7 years later, before they got sponsored by an American family and able to come to the United States, and then spent two weeks on a ship to get here. And then the life that she made for herself here in America. So it's got the whole aspect. I mean, it's a heart-wrencher, and yet it's an uplifter, and... Yeah, I just hope it reads that way when I'm finished.
Well, we can't wait. That's awesome. Looking forward to it. Thank you for sharing that with us and giving us a heads up as well. So, good stuff right there. Awesome. What else you got coming up for us?
Well, I know you had the Fernley High School Band in here, but we just really have to mention what an honor it is for that group of kids to be chosen to go to Washington, D.C. for the 4th of July.
This is a milestone here, and for the high school, for the students. This is something that's like once in a lifetime pretty much event, and I know there's, I mean, it possibly can happen, but maybe long time from now. If you want to allow Alyssa to get on the microphone, because she's with the she does stuff at the school, right? You're in the music, music. You want to grab the mic and share a few words about this, or kind of jump in on this conversation and let us know from someone who goes to Fernley High School. Go ahead and grab that one there, and tell us what your thoughts on this too.
Just like the thoughts on the Washington trip?
Yeah.
Well, my thoughts on it is that's going to be absolutely amazing. But the only issue that we're running into is actually coming up with the funds to do so, because it's, I think Smith did the math, and it's $2,500 per kid is what it's going to equal out to, and we want to take about 100 kids. And so just all we're trying to do is find the funds for it.
Right. So what's going on through the minds of our community members in order to support this fundraiser is what... are the students doing to try to raise those funds?
We're doing bake sales. We're doing... I know we did a craft fair. We're going to be... I think Smith's planning another one soon. We're doing as much as we possibly can. I believe Smith's also going to be coming out with these other fundraisers that he just got. And we're doing everything that we possibly can, and we're telling everyone that we possibly can to maybe hopefully get some donations, fingers crossed.
And there's a GoFundMe too, right? There's a GoFundMe page for this, right?
Do you guys have a deadline by which you have to have a certain amount of money, or at least like a deposit of a portion of it, or?
There's a deadline, but I don't personally know the deadline.
I'll have to check the email. We'll have to pull it up, but I'm pretty sure Mr. Smith did give me that information as well. So I'll go ahead and pull up that email. We'll continue the conversation as well if you'd like, but let me see if I can find it real quick here. But yeah, I mean, coming from a high school student, you know, and knowing, like we were discussing this morning at the ambassador's meeting, I mean, you know, some of our community members are like, we may never see this ever again. So if we can support, let's definitely support. And there was a couple of people that were writing their you know, writing checks
they
out.
Pulled out checkbooks right there. And that's great to see. And if you know, if you've seen the growth in the last few years in the Fernley High School band, the number of kids in that band is about double what it was 4 or 5 years ago. And just the quality of musicianship that they play is just... The progress that they've made over that time frame is just really, really impressive, and it's just great to see that they get rewarded like this.
Yeah, so with it's such good an to hear invitation. From a high school student here. Thank you, Alyssa. We appreciate it. And right now, I just pulled up the email. So here's the quick story: FHS band nominated by Senator Harry Reid to represent the state of Nevada in the 2017 National Independence Day Parade in Washington D.C. Cost for each student is $1,500, or about $150,000 total for everyone. People may send donations to the high school, 1300 Highway 95A here in Fernley, of course 89408. Attention FHS band, or you may donate through GoFundMe account at GoFundMe.com/23. B as in boy, X, D as in dog, KCC. And they do have more events planned for throughout the school year. As far as I can see here, I don't think that he gave me a deadline date, but it doesn't mean that it may not be on the interview that we have posted on our website, biggestlittleradio.com. You can click on the podcast tab, and you'll see our interview with Fernley High School Marching Band. And click on that link, listen to it through our SoundCloud account, and he may have mentioned the deadline date.
I believe
it was the end of this year. If I'm not mistaken, it was the end of this year.
I would encourage anybody who hasn't listened to that interview to look that up on the podcast tab and do that, because this is a great thing for these kids.
It's got Fernley on the map right there, right? The big thing for us. So that's one thing that we definitely need to support. So, and of course, I understand from a lot of adults out there that are saying, well, what are the kids doing to raise that money? They need to do what they can to raise their money. They're doing all they can with all the power they possibly have to do that as well. And don't forget, they're kids, so there's only so much they can do in certain areas. So let's, as a community, come together and try to help them out, right?
Yep, and they're representing this community, so...
Let's give it right back to them. Yeah. Awesome job. All right. So anything else you got coming up, or are we looking forward to anything for next week, or a heads up on anything, or are you all set at this point?
Well, looking forward, obviously, to what the discussion about Hardy Lane is next week. And then you'll see the school board is obviously meeting tonight. So I don't know if they'll have any follow-up on that, too. So,
well, and again, I think this is something that Mayor Roy was mentioning. That's why they're going to have that city council meeting next Wednesday. Mm-hmm. And then I believe not next week, but the week after, on Tuesday's ambassador's meeting, he will have an update for us there as well. So I'm sure you might get the scoop beforehand. But, hey, as far as we'll know.
Well, if we do, we'll pass it on, that's for sure.
Let's
so,
do it. Yeah. Awesome. Well, it's been great having you here in the studio. We're just about out of time now. But again, you guys, you know, do what you can to support things that are going on. Find out what's going on. FernleyReporter.com. And if you have anything that you would like Robert to touch base on, or anything here in the community, email him, Robert@FernleyReporter.com. And if you have some events coming up that you would like us to promote, not only through Fernley Reporter, but as well as Biggest Little Radio, email biggestlittleradio@gmail.com. You can also find out about events coming up on our website, biggestlittleradio.com, and click on our event tab. Robert, always great having you in the studio.
It's always great being here.
We'll talk to you again next Tuesday. I am going to be on vacation, so Robert and I are going to record next Tuesday's segment, and my show will be recorded for next week as well. But thank you so much.
Thank you.